Hey folks, welcome to the Kira Banks Show and the Year of Self-Love Journal Book Club. Today we are on week 9. This affirmation says, my energy is valuable. I am willing to say no to whatever drains me so I can say yes to what matters most. And like many of the affirmations, this felt like a whole word. If you are a person who is churched and religious in any way, it's like you might just say, well, that's a sermon, preach. Because for me, I sometimes, I'm going to be honest, I can ebb and flow. I can lean towards doing too much. Let's just be honest. I can lean towards doing too much, saying yes to too much, and not being willing to say no to what drains me. So I know my time is valuable and I want to say yes to lots of things that matter. And in my maturity, in my wisdom, in my older age, I have gotten better at practicing saying no. And so this week really asks you to think about, like, what are your biggest energy drains? What are the things that drain you the most? And sometimes those things are things you have to do. And if so, how do you support yourself, protect yourself so that you can do those things, knowing that it very well might be a drain? Or how do you delegate? Or what does it look like to think about doing it a different way, right? But sometimes those biggest drains are things we can say no to. And it's just easier to say yes. Okay, not easier in the grand scheme of things, but it feels easier to say yes. So I want you to think about what came to mind and what you listed in terms of those biggest drains. And no, you probably have heard this. You know, people say no is a complete sentence. You can simply say no. And there are suggestions for how you might contextualize that no in this week's section, because it's important that you have the space and the energy to do what you love and to do what you choose to do. And so you want it to be a yes, like a full-throated yes, a yes with your whole chest. And if it's not, how do you get out of it? How do you not even get into it? Yeah? There's this practice that I learned from Carrie Ann Rockamore. I was doing her academic boot camp. And in the academy, we don't get any sort of mentorship around how to manage our time. People are just like, no one says this, but I think we just assume you're smart enough, you'll figure it out. And so her boot camp really helped us walk through how we manage ourselves, how we manage the different aspects of our obligations. And one of the things that I have kept from that workshop, which was, gosh, I did that over 10 years ago now, over 10 years ago. If I did the math, it might even be 12 years ago. But what I've kept is she talked about having a no committee. And so this committee are a committee of folks who know you and support you and love you, but they know like what's on your plate, they know what you value, and they are your committee that helps you say no should you need to. And so if a new opportunity comes your way, you take it to your no committee and you ask them, hey, what do you think about this? And if they might say, well, what are your pros? What are your cons? Why do you want to take this on? And then they might also say, so if you're going to take this on, what's going to come off your plate? What else are you going to say no to? So it's not a committee that's going to immediately say no anything that you bring to them if your plate is full. They're going to help you think through, okay, how do you pick this up and maybe put this other thing down? There was a time where I was leading towards tenure, maybe even leading towards full, where I was getting higher up on a journal. So in the academy, like being an editor on a journal is a big deal. That means that you were solid enough in the field that the field would trust you to edit, to be the one that curates the articles for a journal in an area. And yet I had gotten full. It was up to full. I'd gotten full. And I didn't really want that to be where I spent my energy and time. There were other things that I wanted to say yes to. And it felt selfish. Yeah, that's the word. Selfish to say no to this opportunity. It was already on my plate. It had been a part of how I was seen in the field. And so it gave me this validation. And it was probably a part of what was looked at in terms of my package for promotion. But it didn't feel right for this next phase of work that I was going into. And so I took it to my no committee. I was like, hey, this is what I'm thinking. This is what I'm struggling with. Am I wrong to let go of this thing that brings me validation and credibility in the field? And it's on my plate, but there are these other things I want to do that I think I could take this off my plate and it would free me up. It would help me manage my time. And so I share that just to say that is something that you could take to your committee, that maybe it's not just a new opportunity coming your way, but maybe, and you're saying, you know, no to the opportunity, but maybe it's something comes your way or you want to go after an opportunity. And so you know that you need to clear some of what's on your plate in a sense, because your energy is valuable. Right. And so people are going to be at different places here. There are going to be some folks who did this week who the fact that their energy is valuable is an aha moment. And there are going to be other folks that, you know that they can say no, but don't quite know how. And others who might be willing to say yes to things, but really need to practice listening to, is that a full-throated yes? Or is that a sure, I guess I could sort of yes. So there are layers here and there's levels to this. And I hope that you spent some time this week thinking about where you are within this process of knowing your energy is valuable, knowing that you can say no, and then really listening to yourself to think about what do I want? What do I say yes to? And so there was an exercise here that asks you to think about five things that you need to say no to and five things that you need to say yes to. And it's worth doing. And I think it's also worth doing when you are in a place of, if not calm, at least reflection. So don't do this at a time. Well, you know what? Sure, you can do it at a time where you're stressed. And also do it at a time where you're not feeling pressed for time or stressed by a deadline. Because maybe something different will come up for you if you're like in the midst of deadlines and you're like, this is what I need to say yes to, this is what I need to say no to, versus when you're calm and reflective. There could be some overlap, but that could be data. That could be data for you. And that's what we want. We want to be curious with ourselves about what gets in the way of us honoring how precious our energy is and honoring our yeses and our nos. So I hope that this week helped you reflect on that. And I hope you know deeply, more than you did last week, that your energy is valuable. And I want you to feel agency for how you use it. All right, I will see you next week. Thanks for joining us.
Have tea to spill? Or something you want to ask Dr. Banks? Contact her at curabanks.com/stories or stories@raisingequity.org. Thanks for listening.